Babies represent hope for the future. Sometimes it's difficult for us to see that hope. Sometimes the birth of children trigger all sorts of emotions which we cannot predict. I can tell you when my niece Ashley was born, she was my first niece born to my brother George and his wife. I was so happy for them for the birth of their first child, and I wanted so much to be a part of that birth. But for me, it had just been a few years after my husband's daughter was killed, and she represented the child that I would not be able to have for a number of years to come. Now, while I never expressed that to anyone in my family for the longest time, they couldn't understand why I did not want to be around Ashley, why I couldn't spend time with her. And the reason for me was simple. All I would do if I was near her would be crying for what I needed to postpone in my own life. So you see, the birth of new children can trigger so many emotions, many of which you don't understand. But try to remember that those emotions are part of what goes on for us, and we needn't beat ourselves up about them. They're part of the experience of grieving the death of a loved one. Let's look at going back to school. You know, August and September are the months for parents and grandparents who've experienced the death of a child to have much difficulty. It can be a very painful time because you see all the back-to-school signs, all the ads on TV, in the newspapers, or while you're in stores, reminding us that children need to get back to school soon and have all their supplies in order. You look at all the school supplies you no longer need to buy them, the arguments which you had with them about which clothing was acceptable runs through your mind. If your child was in college, you think about all the packing up and the drive to the university which you no longer will need to take, the calls from school pleading for more spending money, which you may never have again. You may even find yourself rereading letters that they sent you from college. And these can be really comforting. So, you know, do that when you feel up to it. Take out their school books and their artwork and read those notes. And, you know, it can be quite enlightening to see it all again and to read what they were thinking at different parts in their schooling. You may also choose to start a scholarship fund in their name or plant a tree at their school to bring you more comfort. Thanksgiving, briefly, I'd like to discuss. Most of what we talked about during the Christmas holiday season is appropriate to use toward how we deal with Thanksgiving holidays. But the one thing that Thanksgiving brings is usually the huge meal. And just as at Christmas time, we need to consider what's appropriate for us. A lot of times also, people go away for long parts of Thanksgiving, the four-day weekend. They usually have 4 days off, and they're accustomed to taking those 4 days and visiting family or friends. Well, maybe this year the drive is going to be a little bit too long for you, so you might want to share that with someone else and still go for the ride and go for the trip, but just share the ride, the driving with someone. So there are many options. Don't be embarrassed to express what you need, but yet partake in the traditions. I'd like to talk a little bit about grieving children. You know, a great many adults believe that children don't grieve. How many times have you heard someone say, "Kids are resilient, they'll bounce back"? Well, children, like adults, go through their own grieving process, and by disregarding it, we are only setting the stage for delayed, unacceptable grief behavior, which is not healthy for the family. When a child is denied an opportunity to go through the grieving process, it may surface in fighting at school, other forms of acting out like rebelliousness, total disregard toward teachers and other authority figures, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, gang membership, all in an effort to find someone or something to comfort them. don't you fall into this trap. Your children and your grandchildren's needs are very real. Because of their youth, they don't have the maturity to express their emotions in words. Counselors encourage young ones to draw their feelings out. They also use puppets to act out what they are feeling. This is why it is so important to enroll your child or grandchild into a grieving children's support group. Often, they cannot talk to you. You may either be too sad or show no emotion at all, and they don't want to see you hurt anymore. So they close up. By providing an independent person who will listen to them, they can better understand that what they are feeling is normal and natural, and that other children also experience the same scary feelings they have. During the holidays, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, the death of a parent, sibling, or friend can dramatically alter the traditions they have known. If mom was the one who always did all the shopping and made their gifts so special, perhaps dad's inability to measure up to mom's gifts will leave the children feeling blue.